the practice squad. Good evening, everyone. It is your host, David Schmidt. Producer clown, Jordan Stogler. Jordan, your mic.
Hi, David.
We'll get into that in a second. Garmin, what's happening?
What's up?
Headphones, bro.
Wow, the cord's not as long as it is.
And Billy Metzger, what's happening?
I better. It was actually a good Monday, actually.
Was it?
And it worked.
You took off work today?
Yeah.
Nice.
I took today and tomorrow off, and I got this whole week off.
Oh, that's right. You're going on a trip.
Yeah.
Well, nice. So what did you do all day?
Yeah, detail your entire day.
Oh, so much.
Before the break.
So much. woke up.
Did you leave the house?
Made some eggs and bacon. Yeah, I left. Okay. I had some errands to do.
Okay.
But watch the kids.
That's what a day off is.
Now, did your wife work today?
No.
Okay.
She was off. But she
she just had like an extended weekend.
She spent all day getting her nails done and massage, so she was gone. So yeah. I had kids by myself. Zoe about choked and died.
Ooh, that wasn't bad.
Hey-o.
She found a chip. We had her birthday party on Sunday. Found a chip laying on the floor. Shoved it in there, then she started gagging, puking. I was like,
oh.
I was like, what are you doing?
You had to learn to be a first responder.
Yeah.
So, well, good for you. I'm glad you had a day off. Well deserved.
Yeah. After watching the game Sunday,
yeah.
I needed a little rest and relaxation.
Producer Jordan is dressed like a clown. Why are you dressed like a clown?
I don't know why anymore.
Because
he's a clown.
The Browns are a clown.
Yeah. Facebook Live, that makes it even funnier. Facebook Live is not working today. And you wore it for a visual medium.
Well, I don't know,
so
maybe.
That people could see you.
Well,
so we're the only three people that can see what you look like. But to describe you, you look like... You had like a Kangol hat on, kind of like the Samuel Jackson bowler style hat.
Yeah, no, it's a Peaky Blinders hat.
Peaky Blinders
hat. No, it's not a Peaky Blinders hat.
So had
he's got a
are you
red,
the Peaky Blinders?
Red nose that you would like squeeze like a Hong Kong nose. And then, yeah, that kind of nose. And then your face is all white with the Joaquin Phoenix Joker design. Anyway, you look great.
Thanks.
I don't know.
I'm glad you like it.
I just wish everyone else could see it.
I don't. This actually makes it funnier.
Yeah, it does.
This is better.
Okay, explain again why you're doing this. Do you have a reason, or is it
like
late Halloween?
Since Facebook Live doesn't work, let's just really bury into the fact that you went through this trouble, like took the 10 minutes to do it.
Yeah, how long did it take you, first off?
Yeah, about 10 minutes.
Okay.
So I stopped at about three Dollar General stores
on the way.
Thankfully, for recovery's
ass. Did you do your makeup here?
Yeah, okay. At my parents' house.
All right.
So I was like, hey, Dad, wait, hold on. Before I talk, I have to go act like a clown.
Hey, Neil's here to just see it.
Hey, maybe Neil can help me
put Facebook Live on. Neil, I hope we can't get Facebook Live to work, because it's funnier this way.
Yeah.
So what is the reason? You still haven't said what the reason is.
Halloween was last weekend, probably.
We can... Halloween, you know, there's a lot of good discounts at Dollar General.
Okay.
And I felt like a clown watching the Browns yesterday.
Okay.
You know who doesn't like being a clown?
OBJ. And
I don't need to wear the nose anymore, I guess. So.
We're going to go, I think that's going to be most of the show tonight, is we're going to talk about the Browns.
Yeah.
And Garmin's love of their terrible start.
And
this
is the best.
And the world got a new favorite meme to throw out there now.
Yeah. And we'll talk some about the Bengals, even though they had a week off. But the Bengal Bowl is coming up Saturday. Tua versus Burrow. So we'll give you we'll give a preview.
Is that what they're calling it? The Bengal Bowl?
I'm calling it the Bengal Bowl.
That's pretty good.
And then we'll talk a little bit about the Titans losing again, correct?
Is it? Yeah. Embarrassing show.
Yeah.
Is it in Louisiana?
It's in Alabama.
You say the Bengal Bowl in the bayou?
Yes, that would be very nice. So we'll get into all that. Do we have any mailbags or anything else tonight?
We have a few mailbags. I even wrote like a clown poem. So that won't be... That won't be stated.
So we have some mailbag and a clown poem.
Yep.
And hopefully we can get our Facebook Live working so y'all can see what Jordan looks like. Yeah. I don't know yet.
I'm rooting against
it. I make no guarantees.
I root against it. I don't want it to work. It's funnier.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
The holiday party season is here, so let Wayne Street Market help you with your party planning. Call them for their famous chicken. They can make you any amount, large or small. Just call them ahead of time at 375-2865 and tell them what you need. Give them a few days' notice for larger orders. And don't forget about their popular vegetable trays, fruit trays, their new sandwich trays, and of course, three different sizes of their famous meat and cheese trays. Call a few days ahead to place your order, and while you're there picking up your order, be sure to grab a couple of their delicious cheese balls and all the rest of your party needs. Crackers, snacks, chips, drinks, mixes, ice cream, they have it all. Wayne Street Market can take a lot of the work out of your party planning. Just give them a call at 375-2865 and see what they can do to make your party plans easier. Wayne Street Market, your holiday party headquarters.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only 5 1/4. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Election Day is coming up on Tuesday, November 5th, and once again, the Trinity Lutheran Church will be having their all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper. They'll be serving from 4 to 7 p.m., and carryouts will be available. The meal includes spaghetti, breadsticks, salad, dessert, and drinks. You can just stop by for your all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper, or you can get tickets ahead of time from any Trinity Lutheran Church member or at Fort Fitness. Tickets are only $6, and for kids 10 and under, tickets are only $5, and all proceeds will go to their local Friends in Need Fund. So don't miss the Trinity Lutheran's annual Election Day all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper from 4 to 7 on Tuesday, November 5th. You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Practice squad, give us a call, 937-310-2781. If you want to complain about the Browns yesterday, you got some thoughts on the Bengals and who, what quarterback they should draft, whatever else, anything in general in the NFL, give us a call. Facebook Live is in the works. I still want you all to see, Jordan gives me the hedgy sign. I still want you all to see Jordan's face. He did not, I don't want him to paint his face for 10 minutes for nothing, so we'll,
if it wasn't for nothing,
if we saw it. If it doesn't work, Jordan, let's take a picture.
We'll get pictures.
Yeah, so don't, we'll give you an update on if Facebook is getting going tonight, so. Bengals did not play Garmin,
but they still lost. I saw that.
Yeah, they lost to the bye week 30-27, right?
30-27.
I saw that on Facebook.
Someone posted, like, how they scored 27.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny. I didn't see that.
No new news came out over the bye week, right? AJ Green is going to be returning.
The biggest one was Andy Dalton getting benched.
Oh, I guess we could talk about that.
On his birthday.
Andy Dalton gets benched. Did anyone else not care that it was on his birthday?
I don't care that it was on his birthday.
I didn't care. I cared more that it was...
I don't care. What I had a thing, they should have gave him the option to maybe the agent find a team to take him.
I cared it that it was have been that early hours trade deadline.
Yeah, it should have been,
like 5 days before.
Yeah.
Because, like... The Mike Brown motto is they don't want to trade because anything they can do to anything that they will give up will make someone better. And I'm like, okay, well, that's kind of how trades work. But like, he's gonna walk, or we could trade him in the offseason.
Yeah, but I saw
get something for him
on Twitter today. Someone told me you get a second round pick for him. I'm like, no way, you can get a second round pick for him.
I'm not saying you get a second round pick.
You get a trash can for him.
It all depends on what team needs a quarterback. And I don't know, some of those wide receivers went higher than I thought.
I mean, okay.
There was a lot of talk.
I'm not saying we get a
second round. If you get a fifth round pick.
If you get a pick.
There was a lot of talk that if they did, like the Bears would have been interested.
I kept hearing the Bears too.
Yeah. That was the name that everybody threw out there.
I heard Buccaneers.
Yeah, that was another one.
He'd be a good backup for Jameis.
Right.
And there's another one I
saw. But yeah, if the Bucs get him, they're not going to give away a second for him.
No.
You know?
And they're fully committed to Ryan Finley right now. Yeah. Zach Taylor's he's got there's no clutch, essentially.
I guess we'll go into Ryan Finley then. What? We haven't seen a whole lot of him. We saw him play really well in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'll let you give your take on him first. What do you think about him? What are you excited to see? Are you excited to see him?
Yeah.
What about him are you excited to see? That he's not Andy Dalton?
I think it's, it's kind of exciting. One, just that it's something different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's kind of exciting. But also, who knows? A lot of people really, really liked Ryan Finley coming out of the draft. And I know, Zach Taylor really liked Ryan Finley coming out of the draft. And part of me is this could be good or bad, because what if he ends up being decent?
Yeah.
What happens?
Well, then they draft Chase Young, maybe.
And I don't really care if he ends up being decent. I don't really have any problem with Ryan Finley, because I don't really have an opinion of him.
Yeah.
You know?
A lot of the analysts were saying that he was the most NFL-ready quarterback coming out of the draft. That was preparing-wise, mindset-wise, but athleticism, he wasn't.
So that's what I would say. I would say me watching him, which is basically watching him one game. I watched him that game. He played really well. And actually, people were like, maybe we should start him instead of Dalton after that game. Remember that?
Which one?
There was one preseason game where he did so well.
Washington game.
Yeah.
It was really good. I don't know if you remember me telling you this, but I've watched every single pass that he threw in college.
In college?
Last year.
There's
Scouts YouTube page where they literally every incomplete, in every pass he threw.
So the positives on him are what? His decision making, his game managing skills.
You'll probably
use his brains.
That, but and you'll probably hate this because I hate this is the worst play ever. But he's super good, at least in college he was. He was super good at the end zone fade.
Oh.
In the red zone end zone fade.
Yeah.
The
worst play ever.
I hate it. But the one thing I do like is and he'll have to be good at is he did not, at least in college and in preseason, he doesn't seem to get too frazzled by pressure.
Yeah.
He keeps his eyes downfield.
That'll be fun.
And I just think that was part of the thing that Dalton was really struggling with.
There's a couple plays the last game Dalton just bailed.
Yeah.
Do you see those plays where the pocket's fine?
My thing
and
is
he
like,
just runs and
when,
throws it.
When the game is on the when I say the game's on the line, I don't expect us to win, but there was against the Rams, he threw it out of bounds. We're past the 50, throws it out of bounds on a 3rd and 10, so we have to punt. I'm at this point, I don't care, force it somewhere.
Yeah. We're trying to. If it gets picked, who cares?
Yeah, last game you threw three in a row.
Yeah.
Just chuck it. I don't care.
I think the negatives are the physical traits. I don't think he has a strong arm. But I don't think Dalton really does either. Maybe Dalton has a slightly better arm.
I was going to say, Dalton's arms, I think, is a little bit better than his.
Yeah, and he's just, I don't think he'll wow you with athleticism.
No.
But
another thing, like I said, I just have been interested in this since we've had a week off, and we kind of had a week, I have 2 weeks, really, to know that Finley's going to be the starter.
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of, scouts breaking down film of him. Like, not that he's going to be the future, but, like, he's got a good arm. Like, anyone who's in the NFL can probably throw, like, 55, 60 yards. But, I mean, it's just a matter of...
It's not, like, elite arm.
Yeah, it's not that. Like, it's...
He had an NC State arm.
Basically. But that's there's NC State seems to be quarterback you right now.
Yeah, who's the other ones?
Jacoby Brissett.
Phillip Rivers.
Phillip Rivers. And there was someone else who started. Because I think they said he was the fourth.
Started a game or is starting now?
I have to look it up. I swear there was...
I thought someone said it was Jimmy Garoppolo, but he went to Fresno, didn't he?
No, no. Jimmy Garoppolo played for like some super small school.
Did he?
Somebody. There was some, but either way, there's three.
Yeah. That's more than most.
There?
Yeah. That's more than most. But, yeah, I mean, it'll just be exciting to watch somebody besides Andy Dalton play quarterback.
But it also is weird because...
And not Jeff Driscoll, because we saw that last year. But
right.
That was, like, not...
Jeff Driscoll means nothing. Like, Finley, like, we are legit watching Ryan Finley to see what... he is auditioning at this point.
Yeah.
Like, whether we like it or not, because there's... There's a handful of quarterbacks I like coming out.
Yeah.
But if he plays well, I don't know how upset I'll be if they don't take a quarterback.
The negative is they play the Ravens, who look really good. And I have to eat crow because Lamar Jackson's awesome.
I don't know. Someone should be eating a whole pile of crow in his clown face.
Clown man, what do you say about that?
He probably still won't admit that Lamar Jackson's...
Lamar Jackson. I mean, what do you want me to admit?
That he's not bad.
Yeah, he's not bad. I mean, he's pretty good, but I just...
Like, he's probably the leading MVP candidate right now.
Okay, but my only question has ever been, how long can he sustain this career-wise?
Doesn't matter.
I mean, okay, so if he has great 2 years, and then he gets hurt, and then he has to stay in the pocket, and he can't adjust...
He doesn't take hits.
He doesn't take hits. Yes, he does. He's a running quarterback. He's going to take hits.
Look at Russell Wilson. I know he runs more, but Russell Wilson is really good at not taking hits.
Okay. He takes hits, but he dies before the guy can put his full body into it.
All right. So like RG3 is a guy who took too many hits and it ended up ruining his career. I don't think he'll have a crazy long career, but I mean, like, if he has a 10-year legit career, that's pretty solid. If you get an MVP out of that, maybe playoff run, couple playoff runs.
So
I think that's pretty solid.
Yeah, I mean,
I think we're just saying he's good.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I know, like,
I can't dispute that.
Like, I think he's...
I mean, you looked good last night.
Are you happy with Cam Newton? I guess, would Carolina be happy with Cam Newton?
Yeah. He took him to the Super Bowl.
He got
the
Super Bowl one time.
He got an MVP.
If any quarterback took the Bengals to the Super Bowl one time, he's my favorite quarterback forever.
Yeah.
If Ryan Finley takes the Bengals to the Super Bowl next year, which will never happen, he'd be my favorite quarterback.
If someone from the future came and was like, hey, the next quarterback you draft, I'm not saying you're going to win or lose, he's going to take you to the Super Bowl and he's going to win MVP. You write that check.
Yes. I agree.
That is a success.
If Baker Mayfield gets you one Super Bowl and one...
Okay, there's a difference between getting the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl. Does that...
Okay, if Baker Mayfield just gets you to the Super Bowl and wins you an MVP, you're probably going to love him still.
I mean, for a certain amount of time.
Probably for
right?
a long
I mean, everybody has an expiration date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Cam Newton.
He's not
a Hall of Famer. Is Cam Newton a Hall of Famer?
If he doesn't play again, I don't know.
He was until he wore that grandma outfit, and that was not.
If he doesn't play again, I'm not sure.
Yeah,
like all I've ever
That's
said
a tough debate.
All I've said about Lamar is that if all he has to do is be an average passer,
he's done that.
Which he could so he far
going,
he is.
He is going to shatter quarterback rushing records.
And like Mike Vick was really must-see TV. He's getting to that point. Like last night, I only watched the game because I was like, Lamar Jackson's pretty awesome.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson.
I was getting killed in fantasy. I had no betting on it.
You know those shirts that has the little players that says cheat codes, you know, and has like all the players. All Ravens have is just Lamar Jackson because he is a human cheat code for the NFL right now. Because the stuff
my only
doing.
Like knock against him or a doubt was how long he can sustain his success.
And I think that's probably that, and
it's probably the biggest.
That's like all I said. Like I never said it was going to be exciting. He's going to be good.
I don't think anyone would say he wouldn't be exciting.
Yeah, but how long will he? Like history, maybe. I guess you could probably say.
I mean,
like,
he's
Nelson
not
Wilson, but who has like been able to?
He's not
going to
be
in that.
It's hard to say because his only comparable really is Michael Vick. I think
he is.
It's hard to say with Michael Vick because of the
dog fighting
dog
thing.
Stuff.
The dog.
Well, I mean, if that never happened,
Michael Vick would have been.
How many years did he miss for that?
Two
whole playing seasons?
I thought it was even more than that.
I thought it was two, and then when he came back, he had his best year of his career.
It always comes down to, can a quarterback make a clutch throw when they need it? Because he can always run, and he can make some highlight plays, he can have 40-yard runs, but when you get in the playoffs,
he has this year, he has done that. Like, I don't think a lot of his doubters, like you said, I think his biggest concerns were how long can he last, because he's not, he runs a lot and he doesn't have a huge build, and how well can he pass? And I think now, the only thing doubters have now is how long can he last, as long as he doesn't take hits.
Yeah. How will he perform in the playoffs now? He's a fun regular season player, but like, does he, like, kick butt in the playoffs?
All I know is that
I remember Kaepernick back, like, with the Niners, when he went to the playoffs, he had some of the most, like best playoff games.
I still
remember some of those against the Packers.
He just ran all over them.
But if he does that, I mean,
I just think it's impressive is with that defense that he played. Granted, it was at home, but this is a historically unbelievable defense that he went up against. Mm-hmm. And if anyone should be able to figure out Lamar Jackson, it would be Bill Belichick and his serial killer looking kid.
Did you guys see how angry he was when they went offsides on that field goal?
Yeah.
Who?
At Bill Belichick.
Why not only that, like, Bill Belichick
is awesome.
Just looks like a grumpy old man. But what's up with his kid?
Yeah.
His kid looks like he is just constantly in a state of rage. And he's just trying to hold back from punching someone in the face all the time. Anytime they show a picture of him on the sideline, he looks like, I can't punch someone. I'm going to punch somebody.
Really?
He looks like he did.
I haven't seen
him. He's got, at the break, I'm going to pull up pictures.
He's got, like,
hair kind of like long as yours, whatever. And he's just got a full beard.
It's more moldy. And he's just like, just got this face like he wants to pop somebody.
Super intense.
Yes.
So we were talking about the Bengals.
We got sidetracked, but
mainly it wasn't fun. I think they'll bring back John Ross and Darius Phillips from the IR. Those will be the two players. So that means Jonah Williams won't play this year.
Finley's going to get a benefit.
Yeah. And AJ, it'll be fun to watch AJ. Do you think the Bengals will completely botch the AJ Green situation and let him go for nothing?
Well, see, here's the thing.
Will they franchise him and then let him go for nothing? Or will they actually, now that they've decided not to trade him, right, you have to sign him, right?
Yes.
Well,
Will they screw it up? Why are they not getting, I mean, I'm sure they're probably giving
him deals. He should have been signed already.
Yeah.
But they definitely
have a deal on the table to where, like, he's almost.
I could be wrong, but aren't we past the point? Like, don't we have to wait till the season's over?
I think you can sign.
I thought you could sign whenever you want.
Is there a signing period for free or for extensions?
I think you can sign whenever.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
A lot of teams, like, just shut it down once the season.
I think that's what they're playing.
What I was thinking they're going to do as soon as the trade deadline went past, they're not going to trade them. I figured, boom, extension.
Yeah, I think there was just an extension, like, this week's with somebody.
Yeah.
So I already can see it. They're going to piss him off in franchise.
And that's the thing that he said
we don't want. Granted, as a franchise, we're super embarrassing. But we tend to not, when it comes to that stuff, we don't have a history of really dropping the ball.
No, but I don't know. You're right, because I think they've always signed their good players to good contracts.
And typically, how often have we had a guy of, like, AJ's caliber?
Never.
And that's what I'm saying. We've had some handful, but if that guy, I think they'll respect him enough to where if he's like, don't franchise tag me, I don't think they will.
That was the only thing he said. He didn't care about the money. He didn't want franchise tag, and he wanted at least a 4-year deal.
He says he didn't care about the money, but he cares about money.
This is his last good contract.
Everybody cares about
him. He cares. Yeah.
This is his last good contract.
At the same time, he's not wanting to be paid more than the number one. He's not trying to be the highest paid.
No.
But he wants to be fairly compensated for his wage. So anyway, we'll see what happens. I'm just terrified that they're going to let him go for nothing.
Yeah.
At this point.
I don't think that'll happen. I could be wrong, but
I hope not. But I could just see him.
At this point, it's not going to be up to the Bengals. It's going to be if AJ Green wants to stay or not. Yeah. I think they'll offer him probably something decent, and if AJ Green, I don't want to say plays you, but says, okay, no, I'm not going to sign. And regardless of what the offer is.
Which I would be surprised.
That could happen. It's just, I have a hard. I just think with the player and the circumstances, I have a hard time seeing it screwed up.
Yeah.
Like if he was a huge diva, I would be super worried.
Yeah.
But he seems like he doesn't. I mean, I'm sure he does care, but he's not like in everybody's face about it. Like right now, he's just like, I just kind of want to get on the field and play. Like that's how I feel.
He kind of made it easy for you guys. He gave you the legit like lowdown what he wants,
right.
and if you mess with it, then you guys are.
I honestly
fall for it.
Think too that I think the Browns have been waiting to like see him play again. So if he goes out this next Sunday and like has a big game, the Browns family or whatever have been waiting to see what he looks like. So if he goes out and balls out, has like 100 yards and a touchdown.
Like, he's come out and said that they're nowhere close to negotiations. But
yeah.
I think the reason they're doing that is because, like you just said,
they haven't seen him play.
I think they're waiting to see what goes
and
down.
If he also comes out with a permanent limp and one of his foot drops on, they're like, oh yeah, okay, we're done. But
you think he makes it the rest of the year?
What do you mean?
Like without getting hurt?
Yeah.
Probably.
There's a chance that they sign to an extension. The Bengals are 0-13 or 1-12, and they kind of just shut them down and go like, no reason to put tread on the tires.
Right.
And hopefully we get the number one pick.
I would, though.
Which I did celebrate. I had a celebratory beer on Sunday when the Jets beat the Dolphins. Or the Dolphins beat the Jets. Because we were in sole possession of the number one pick. So I legit watched that game. When they finished, I had a beer and celebrated. Because it was the best game for a Bengals fan all season. Watching the Jets lose.
I don't know. The Browns was. I was kind of through.
That was. Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
But before we kind of go too far, I just wanted to get your thoughts on
mine,
or you know, together. Since I mean, Dalton's done unless Finley gets hurt.
So this question, and this is for Garmin. This is not.
Not for me.
I mean, it's for anybody. But would you say I was right on Andy Dalton?
No.
Okay.
Right about what?
You should see his face when you said no.
What?
You're just very defiantly no. Like
no, because here's the thing.
This what? Okay. Right about
well,
what?
Well, like I would say, and kind of ironically enough, I remember at Tin Man's like 2013 when you guys were facing the Dolphins. And I said, you guys are stuck. Are stuck with Andy Dalton, and you're going to be stuck in limbo until you get rid of him.
Yeah.
And I don't know how that's not right, but...
Yeah, because I don't know if 2 years later he was an MVP candidate and led us to 8-0. So what I'm saying is, this is my argument. I understand where he's at now. It hasn't been great. But every time I've argued for him, I will not go back on that. That's why, like I hope Matt Braun's listening because I can't tell
because Facebook Live.
I don't understand, like, why he retweeted the stuff that I retweeted because... I still stand by those tweets. At the time they were tweeted, I fully stand by those tweets.
What did he retweet?
He retweeted like one, like literally, I will never forget. I was, when I bought that house on the corner by my mom and dad's house, I was literally like in the process of doing demo work on the inside. And I was in a Twitter thing back and forth with him when he was talking about, Andy Dalton not being good and it was basically Derek Carr's stats. Remember when Derek Carr had that one really good year and he was an MVP candidate?
Yeah.
Andy Dalton's stats were better than his and he played like four less games.
Yeah.
And he didn't have AJ Green for half of a season. And Andy Dalton was still like really that good.
Got a Facebook Live update.
And in 2013, he retweeted me from saying, I'm driving the Dalton train. I still stand by that. Full heartedly. Like anytime I defended Dalton, he was worth defending. And anytime I wasn't defending Dalton, he was not worth defending. So what I'm saying is like he was a very solid franchise quarterback for us.
Yeah.
Again.
Like,
I was just wondering what your stance was.
I think people, because it's been so long.
Can you agree to both? Can you agree that.
Nope. Not here. Not now, David.
Well, I'll say this. He is what he is. He has to be surrounded by decent talent to be good.
I will say that yes, I felt like we were stuck in limbo for the last decade, but I also will say that we had some good moments.
Did you really feel like we were stuck in limbo the past decade when we went 5 playoffs in a row and had a better increased win percentage every single season? And yeah, when we drafted Andy Dalton,
because we never got
based off of a 4-12 season when our franchise quarterback was going to retire and leave the franchise, and there was an NFL negotiation where there was no training camp, and he went to the preseason with no training camp.
He did a good job.
Led us to a 9-7 season, so you're saying for an entire decade,
We were in limbo.
Doesn't, but what I'm saying is, limbo.
The definition of limbo.
Limbo.
Yeah, limbo doesn't have to be bad. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's not getting better, it's that you're the same.
Every year we got better, we had a chance. For five straight years.
There was one legit year we had a chance.
You guys were in good limbo.
Five straight years we made.
We've been in limbo for the last 3 years.
We're in good limbo. 5 straight years we had a chance, and this is what I've always argued. If you make the playoffs, you have a chance. So don't be like, 1 year we had more of a legit chance. Every year you make the playoffs, you have a chance.
Yeah, but realistically, the team that had like Jermaine Gresham and no AJ Green and played the Colts had less of a chance than the best team they ever had in 2015.
But you still 5 straight playoffs? Like, how many teams have done that? If Baker Mayfield makes 5 straight playoffs, Cleveland will burn to the ground.
That's true.
Like, you have no idea. For the next 10 years, I'm going to be watching him like a hawk. And I'm going to compare everything he does. Because right now, I would take Andy Dalton over Baker Mayfield.
I don't disagree with that. I'm just kind of still saying that you guys were stuck in limbo with Andy Dalton.
I would do it again.
Yeah, it was fun.
I understand what you're saying.
I would almost say RIP Andy Dalton, even though he's not dead. Yeah. But yeah, good. I mean,
he gave us opportunities.
He gave us a lot of good Sundays, a lot of good, like, I mean, a lot of good.
I'm kind of with Garmin. Like, he gave you, like, what?
It's like we were talking about. It's like we were talking
how
about
how many years he's been on there.
If you were going to draft a quarterback and they're like, you draft him, he's going to take you to 5 straight playoffs. I'm not going to tell you what happens. You sign up for that because it's a chance.
What if they say, yes.
Oh, wait,
what
we
if
have
they
a call
say,
coming in.
We're gonna take you to 5 straight playoffs, but you're going to lose every one of them. Does that change your answer? Anyway, we got a call. Who we got on the line?
Yeah, is this the practice squad?
Yes, it is.
Jermaine Whitehead. how you guys doing now?
Yeah, pretty good. What's going on? How's it feel?
And watch wrong live errors.
You gotta watch what you said.
Don't get too
frustrated. Yeah, I know. I just got a little mad last night.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry we had to let you go.
Yeah, tough game.
Yeah. Yeah, nice effort on field there.
You got one broken hand. You got to get your tub. You got to. Dang, you just got one of them died in the broken hand.
Sorry, Jermaine.
Yeah, we appreciate the effort.
You guys know bad about me.
Yeah. So what did Dorsey say to you when he let you go?
He said, see you later. I love you.
Yeah, that sounds like what he said.
Yeah. Yeah, so what's your take on the Browns the rest of the season?
We are bad.
What?
Yeah, bad. Okay. Bad, dude.
You know, I understand this more than I did your tweets. So.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah.
Bad, dude. It's all day.
What is it like?
It's all right. Yeah. What? Yeah.
Let me open up Urban Dictionary.
What is it like to be in the Bloods, Jermaine?
I think he left. We lost him.
We lost
him. Twitter probably blocked him.
That's probably a better answer left.
That's true. Everything was like, on Blood. It's like, all right.
Giving out addresses and stuff.
Yeah, no, that was intense. I did have to explain to my dad some of those tweets. He's like, tell me what I'm looking at. And I'm like, all right.
Is it bad? Is it good?
This is not my language.
Either way, I know.
Yeah, okay.
I stand by. Like, I've always been a Dalton defender, but when he hasn't been worth defending, I'll argue against him.
And I'm with you. I agree that he gave us some amazing moments, but it really sucks to get past that one first round. That would have changed everything.
No, yeah, and I don't disagree because, yeah, it's like that's
would have changed everything.
That's what everybody has against us, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you go 5 years, but you don't win.
If in one of those 7 years or whatever, he wins one of those games, I feel like the whole narrative does change.
No, I agree.
And that's why everyone's like, you're stuck in limbo because you get to the playoffs.
Sometimes I just think, like, he did, like, stuff that Palmer never did for us.
I think he's a better quarterback for the Bengals than Palmer. He's probably the best quarterback in the history of Bengals. Does he have the most yards?
Against the Rams, I think he crossed the most touchdowns in Bengals history. He is second, I think, in yards and wins.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
He's going to be remembered well. I just get frustrated because he was good for us in that year that we went 8-0. Do you remember the beginning of that season where he got booed by all the Bengals, by all the fans?
Yeah.
Softball game.
Yeah.
And just, he does a lot for the community and stuff. Yeah.
I saw that you donated $14 to Foundation.
I did. But
classy move, Garmin.
Super classy. I was going to donate $15.
I was going to call you out, Garmin. I was like, well, because I heard a bunch of fans were doing it. I was like, where's that, Garmin? Then actually, I kept scrolling through Twitter. Then I saw you have a picture. I was like,
you're a good person, Garmin.
I liked him. Well, because you remember it was like we wanted Cam Newton that draft. You remember like Ryan Mallett?
Yeah.
We wanted Ryan Mallett. I think we did all right.
Yeah, we did all right.
You could have worse quarterbacks for your 9-year stretch.
I honestly hope he goes somewhere else and does well.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he'll ever get another opportunity, but like, bless the fan base that gets, like, the fan base that signs Dalton to be their starter, Dalton's going to hear it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because, like, the general consensus of Andy Dalton across the country is just like, oh, he's the worst.
He may not get
Dalton to be their starter, oh, it's going to be worse.
Like, I would agree with you, like, the 5 years were awesome, but any other franchise, I don't know if he would have made it to the 7th season.
No, definitely not. So, any other last thoughts on the Bengals before we take a break and move on to the Brownies? We'll see how they play against the Ravens.
If Jacoby Brissett is out, Ryan Finley will be my starting quarterback in fantasy next week.
Who are you facing?
I think someone in here, maybe.
Me.
Ooh. You all want to face me because I score 60 points a week.
Hey-o. I lost you.
Watch out. So. Yeah, the people that lost to me, I feel sorry for you. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will discuss that mess that was the Browns. We'll be back.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Join us during the Fort Recovery Christmas Open House, Sunday, November 17th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Kalp Pharmacy will have 20% off toys and decor, 15% off vitamins and supplements. Our medical equipment warehouse will have their annual CPAP sales event with up to 15% off SoCleans and travel CPAPs. See you Sunday, November 17th at Fort Recovery Christmas Open House. Kalp Pharmacy, Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The Fort Recovery Local Schools will be hosting a Veterans Day and Senior Citizens Program on Monday, November 11th in the Elementary Middle School Auditoria. Breakfast will be served at 9 a.m., followed by a program featuring Lieutenant Colonel Karen Kramer, Public Health Flight Commander at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. There will also be a brief performance by the middle school choir, and some of the 8th grade students will read their essays on Washington, D.C. All veterans, senior citizens, and their spouses are welcome to attend this event. Please call the elementary school office at 375-2815 by Friday, November 1st, and make your reservation so they'll know how many people to plan for. If you know some local veterans and senior citizens, be sure to let them know about the Veterans Day and Senior Citizens Program at the elementary school auditoria on Monday, November 11th, with breakfast at 9 a.m.
Gore's Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Gore's, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Gore's Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Gore's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Yep, it is the practice squad. 937-310-2781. We just had Jermaine Whitehead call in.
Former Brown.
Former Brown, now a free agent.
Level-headed.
Pick him up.
Totally level-headed.
Pick him up.
Facebook Live update?
Not working.
Not working.
I gave up.
We'll post pictures.
Our, of the Browns.
Our technicians are still working very hard.
Yeah, we got a lot of people.
Yeah.
trying to figure it out.
So
we got...
there's like four people with screwdrivers.
We got
there.
Zuckerberg on standby.
It just keeps saying, you know, system error or something. I don't know. Some
classic computer BS.
Yeah, timed out.
So we'll put a picture of you on our Twitter or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Follow along.
Just look at a picture of a clown. That's what I look like.
Oh, yeah. That's what you do with it. Jordan.
What's up?
What happened?
Yeah, what happened?
Browns play Monday night?
Yeah, they played yesterday.
Okay.
And
pictures up.
Now, going into the game, did you think it was a guaranteed win?
No.
I felt similar to how I did with the 49ers, how I felt pretty good the previous week going into like Friday, Saturday. Then I work with a lot of like Browns fans, so we all talk. And everyone's like, I don't know, man. So then
is that what they say?
I don't know. That's our analysis.
But you guys were facing a quarterback, Brandon Allen, is that what his name was?
Yeah,
what's up with Drew Lock? Where's the gunslinger at?
I don't know.
He's good. He can throw the ball far.
I have a feeling he's like never going to play.
If what's his face? John Elway's recruiting tells us anything, he probably won't be.
But anyway, so
Brandon Allen didn't look that bad. Sorry.
No, but anybody can look good for one game.
Good point.
See Baker Mayfield.
Not Baker Mayfield, though.
So I felt increasingly not good going into Sunday. Coming into Sunday, I was like, we should win. So I felt probably like 60-40. Let's just win.
Yeah,
because we're facing a backup quarterback.
I figured you'd been like 80-20.
No, it's the Browns. I mean, like, what other Browns fans have said, you know, I'm going to take my nose off again.
Kind of muffled one.
Yeah, I can tell that you have
the nose. It's like you have a cold.
They can't see you.
You know, we haven't done anything to deserve like a guaranteed win. So I didn't think that way anyway. And then ultimately it's just our offense seems fine up until we get to the red zone and we don't know what to do with it. Then we either don't give it to Chubb or we have nobody open or Baker throws it away or it's just a myriad of things that we never get working. Like we had 5 red zone drives and we got 12 points to look like to show for it. And I think what we ran 73 plays, they ran like 43 plays, and I mean, we still lose the game. You know, outside of like a 75-yard touchdown, and how else do they score?
I don't know, but Cortland Sutton looks really good.
Cortland Sutton's pretty good.
Noah Fant came out of nowhere.
Yeah. Noah Fant had a 75-yard. Yeah.
So, and just no one seemed to be playing.
Seemed to be like into it.
No,
it's kind of like man. Yeah. What's the brown on orange was horrible color. It was like an ugly game just because of the uniforms, too.
Yeah, people said I didn't understand. I thought they looked fine.
That was fine.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like, oh my God, it's ugly.
Yeah.
I think our regular uniforms are more ugly, but. So I watched most of the game and still kind of, you know, going into the fourth, like we're still in it. I thought we could put a drive together. We still had a drive, I think, going 4 minutes.
We had a drive to go. You get to fourth down and you just do stupid stuff.
And we do stupid stuff. And yeah, Baker missed OBJ on that 4th-and-4 play, which, I mean, sucks, but still.
He wasn't like, why?
No, it wasn't. I don't think it was like, how can he miss him? Or,
yeah.
But regardless, our offense doesn't revolve around OBJ, or it doesn't involve him as much. Like our best drive of the game, it's where we like forced him the ball, and he looks good. Like OBJ is good. We just don't know how to get him the ball.
Yeah,
either on Baker's end or
Freddie Kitchens' end.
But and ultimately, yeah, we're not playing as a team. I don't know if it's. I would put probably 60-40 again on 60 on Freddie, 40 on Baker as probably the cause. I still think our line is fine. Like, he was under pressure that much yesterday. He had time to throw
for the most guys part. Or what? What would you
say? Yeah, I don't know if he's just not reading the receivers as much, and also just I think the play calling is sometimes weird. Sometimes Nick Chubb is like not on the field when he should be.
Yeah, what was up
like,
with that?
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
I was literally about ready to text you because I got home, started watching that game, and I'm like, why is Chubb not in?
And on the fourth and four play, they took him out for Hilliard. And there's nothing that Hilliard does that's better than Chubb. Maybe he could catch the ball a little bit, but I don't think it's that much better where you take Nick Chubb out. And then again, yeah, once we get to the red zone, I don't know if it's not creative enough or it's too predictable, but we're not getting it done when we get in the red zone. It seems like we can move the ball up until we get to the 30-20 yard line, but after that, we just kind of, our kicker is good. That's probably the only bright spot of the whole year. But
your kicker is good and Nick Chubb is good.
Where do you guys have to be at the end of the year for Freddie Kitchens to not be your coach?
To not be our coach?
Well, going into next season.
He's got to make the playoffs. If they don't make the playoffs, I'd say he's out.
I don't think he's out if we don't make. I think if we don't get past like 4 or 5 wins, and I think a lot of it is just if it's ugly wins, right? If we can improve, like yesterday, we kind of improved in terms of like penalties. We didn't turn the ball over. It's just it's just one of those games where we just never really got it going or made the plays that we needed to. We didn't shoot ourselves in the foot that much, so I think if we can build on that, he might be fine. Obviously, we have to win some games. I'd say 4 or 5 wins. And if Baker doesn't look like he's progressing, then I think that's probably the biggest indicator of if he gets fired.
This feels like one of those seasons where like it's going to come out that Baker Mayfield played with like broken ribs or something.
No.
I'd say it's more likely like Baker never liked Freddie to begin with.
Or something
like that.
Because I don't know. He just doesn't look good.
Baker?
Yeah.
Sophomore slump's a real thing sometimes.
You never know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, he looks okay, but he lacks the something that he had last year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's not like
last year he was whipping it around, like making deep throws, throwing downfield.
And that's why I don't know if
it's
the offense.
It's like all checkdowns and like he's missing checkdowns.
It's got the spotlight on him.
Yeah, we're hardly throwing the ball down the field, really. It's all like 20 yards in.
Yeah, little 15 yarders, 10 yarders.
And even like the first 1 or 2 weeks,
can't get the ball to
we like led the league in 20 plus yard plays. And then we just kind of, I don't know. We don't have an identity. We never established that. We don't know
what you're doing. Every time there's a target to Landry or Beckham, it's like a difficult.
I feel like the identity's Chubb.
Yeah, it should be.
I mean, yeah, and it should be, but still, regardless. I mean,
as far as right now, we can change it, I guess, next year, but ride them.
Yeah.
You know, because.
Do you think it matters that Njoku got hurt?
It shouldn't matter that much.
Yeah.
I mean, it shouldn't matter, 4 or 5 wins. He's not that good. He's good, but he's not that good. Yeah. And even our other tight ends have been doing all right. But
good enough.
Our defense did okay. Denzel Ward got beat for that touchdown. I think he was in position. He just got
bad tackling on Fant.
Yeah, I mean, that was a horrible play. Yeah, plays like that just kill you.
Really just that play. There was a couple plays where your tackling was just pitiful.
Yeah.
That I've seen.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess going into next week, that was, I would have said we could have lose one more game going into the last eight games.
There's no way.
That we win out?
No, I mean, even if you, I mean, yeah, I guess if you win out.
Are you talking about go to the playoffs?
Playoffs, like, yeah. I guess the division's still up in the air, but.
Still 1-0 in the division.
But, I mean, like, they've already been shown before the games, they've been starting to do the playoff picture, and the Browns aren't even.
Yeah, I mean, we're not in it at all.
Not even the team, not even, like, the bottom 4 teams in the hunt.
you guys win like five in a row, you'll be in the hunt.
Yeah. I mean, we were last year a little bit, right?
You got the Bills this week, right?
We got the Bills this week.
So, tough matchup, maybe.
Yeah.
D. I mean, the D's good.
Yeah. And after that, you got a pretty easy run of...
But right now, there's nothing.
You got the
easy.
Bengals twice. Yeah. You got
Steelers twice. But Steelers defense is Steelers. Like Minkah Fitzpatrick's pretty good.
Yeah.
I would have traded for him in a heartbeat.
He's got four TDs or four picks.
Yeah,
he took one to the house.
So yeah, pretty much we have to win out to have a chance. I think we need the Ravens to kind of stumble. And other than that, the season is over, and we made it.
Further than most years.
Yeah, we made it further than most. And actually, not really. It's just we were never really in it because we're still 2-5 or 2-6 now.
Yeah, like, we are the scum of the earth of the NFL, and they only have two more wins than we do. Yeah. Miami is one win away from having the same amount of wins as the...
How many wins do the Jets have?
One.
Yeah. Who'd they beat?
The Jets beat...
Giants?
No, they beat the Cowboys.
They beat the crap out of Dallas.
Oh. They beat the Cowboys.
Super random.
Yeah. First game. Le'Veon Bell still had a bad fantasy day in that game. I think Jets might be the worst team in the NFL because
I think they might be too.
Miami was been trying to lose and they still beat the Jets. And the Jets were trying
just
to win.
So miserable trying to play football.
I don't know. I like Pat McAfee this morning. He was talking about it, and you're just going through, and it was funny just how he was like, you're facing a team that's trying to lose.
Yeah.
And
I don't know. Even the Bengals, I could see the Bengals winning three of these last eight games and then screwing up their pick position.
Yeah. And see, it's where I play, like, our roster's fine. Like, we're not at a place where, like, hey, we need to get draft position because there's not one person I'd be like, hey, once we get him, we're going to be
you
over the top.
Get
like,
a top 10 pick this year. You'll trade out.
Guaranteed you'll trade.
Yeah, and there's nothing like, I don't know what we could get
all that line
we would be like.
Line still.
Yeah, that we would be like, tackle. Okay, now we're going to be good.
Another receiver, probably.
Yeah. I hope so.
Justin Herbert would be good.
No,
yeah, he'd be better.
We don't need Justin Herbert.
Probably. He doesn't look like someone who should be on should have to go door-to-door telling people when he moves into a house. But that's what Baker looks like.
Oh, that's what I want my quarterback to look like. Though.
Yeah.
What was the deal with that?
What's he... Why
did he shave three times? He changed... No, he shaved it. Well, he had the full
shaved
beard.
It twice.
He had the full beard, then he went Fu Manchu, then after the game, he shaved it just to a mustache.
What I don't get is I'm going to go full old man here, like get off my lawn, but it's like, why do the Browns, who are terrible, keep deciding to do stuff that draws attention to themselves that just frustrates people even more?
I think that's up to you guys to get frustrated.
Well,
it's distractions.
Like, what?
Not to them. Like, no, he's a grown man.
It's
just
weird.
Like,
I know.
That's the thing.
Okay,
it's like, you're saying it's a distraction.
Okay, you
to Baker, it's like, hey, I'm going to shave my face.
Do you think that's
going to affect how he plays?
I don't know, but no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, his pictures blasted all over the place. Like, every week people are talking about something different about how he...
That's because they need it. That's because we're a lightning rod, and they're going to talk about it regardless.
Or how he's a big crybaby at his conference.
That's fine.
He storms out. I'm just saying, you can't tell me that some of this off-field stuff is affecting him, and that he's kind of bringing it a little bit upon himself.
Bringing what upon himself?
He is bringing, like... I don't know, like...
Criticism?
That criticism, but he's unwanted attention, I guess. Like, unwanted distraction. Like,
good attention.
He could not do any of this stuff, and people wouldn't be talking about his stupid mustache and how he's going to be the meme for the week.
They'll be talking about his play. It doesn't matter. With winning, it all goes back to normal.
No, but you're not. That's what I'm saying.
I know. So
you're saying, like, you think it's going to affect his play. I think it's pretty clear that it's possible.
That's why he's not hitting open receivers, because he shaved his face.
No, I'm not even talking about shaving his face. I'm talking about as a whole, okay? You know what I'm talking about. As a whole, this whole season, he's kind of drawn distractions to himself when, like, everyone's talking about, oh, look what Baker did. Look what Baker did. And it shouldn't be about what Baker did or what OBJ's wearing. It should be about the team.
But... kind of what we said during break or was before the show. Like people are just looking for, they want us to combust. So they're looking for OBJ has to change.
Exactly. And you don't think that those guys know this stuff? And
I don't think they care. They're grown men, dude.
Okay.
They're football players.
Okay. But you can't tell
once
me.
Once they get on the field, they don't care. Like it's going to fill up articles and blogs and radio time, but they're NFL players that don't really care what Colin Cowherd says.
I'm not even talking about Colin Cowherd. I'm talking about, like, literally everything they do.
But what do they care what people say?
You can say they're grown men, they don't care, but, like, I think it's a distraction. Like, it may not affect them, but I think it's affecting the team as a whole. Like,
I think the only thing that affects them is probably the hype. That's the only thing that's probably affected them.
You think if they weren't hyped, they would be better?
No. Probably not.
I don't think the hype even affected them, really. I think there's, in general, they don't know how to play as a team.
Yeah.
I think that Freddie Kitchens needs to go.
And again, it's not like
coaching's a big part of it, too. But
yeah. Yeah, I think coaching is probably the major
part. But I don't think Baker's going to be good, but I don't think he's going to be as good as what people want him to be.
That could be true, too.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know. I mean, it's just, I don't want to say a show, but it's a clown show.
And with that, that's the recap on the Browns game.
Any other questions? I mean, just, we have some time, so
Yeah.
You guys have any other questions? Any other thoughts?
Well, I mean, the only reason I'm saying that stuff is because I've had guys on the Bengals teams who've been like that, where I'm like, we're not doing good, and we don't need like extra. We don't need this extra attention drawn to the team. And I just think that a little bit of what, like, Baker, who's kind of a little bit.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274. Election Day is coming up on Tuesday, November 5th, and once again, the Trinity Lutheran Church will be having their all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper. They'll be serving from 4 to 7 p.m., and carryouts will be available. The meal includes spaghetti, breadsticks, salad, dessert, and drinks. You can just stop by for your all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper, or you can get tickets ahead of time from any Trinity Lutheran Church member or at Fort Fitness. Tickets are only $6, and for kids 10 and under, tickets are only $5, and all proceeds will go to their local Friends in Need Fund. So don't miss the Trinity Lutheran's annual Election Day all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper from 4 to 7 on Tuesday, November 5th. Just a few of the great specials now through this Thursday, October 30th, that Wayne Street Market has throughout their store to save you money. Steaks? They have steaks. Bone-in ribeyes are just $6.99 a pound, and New York strips are just $5.99 a pound. And bone-in pork sirloin roast is only $2.49 a pound. In the deli, you can get Cooper Farm smoked turkey breast for $5.49 a pound, and Troyer's Colby cheese for $4.99 a pound. Check out these great specials from Wayne Street Market, as well as many other special prices on your favorite items throughout their store. And holiday party time is coming up, so get your orders in for their meat and cheese trays, vegetable trays, fruit trays, and their new sandwich trays, as well as the Cooper Farms turkey rolls. You can always count on great prices and great selection at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
This is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
It's 9 o'clock.
And after some technical difficulties, we are back. What happened?
Pretty good show we got going on.
Yeah.
Me and Jordan got into a fight and landed on the soundboard.
You guys should see the mess that's in our studio. There's four soundboards everywhere, monitors everywhere.
Jordan's face is all messed
clowny.
Up.
Sad.
Yeah, so we had some issues, but we are back for one last
segment.
Sometimes I wonder if like people think that like I hate Jordan.
Probably.
Just people like listen to the show and don't know us outside of.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume you guys.
Sometimes I wonder.
I
wonder
guys too. Argue a lot.
Keep it up at night. I'm just like, why?
I prefer not to argue with my friends.
I love it.
I feed off
confrontations.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Just think it's a distraction. Just do it.
You got any mailbag, producer Jordan?
Anything else to wrap up? Let's end on mailbag. But
Browns, all of our teams are bad.
Not good. Yeah, we don't have any good teams.
Well, our teams are bad. Philly's team is continuing to be an enigma for like the fifth straight year.
Philly, who they beat or who they lose to? Oh, Christian McCaffrey. That's right.
Panthers. What's the score of the game right now?
The Carolina Christian McCaffrey's
9-3 Giants.
Oh, yeah,
it was still a close game.
The Cowboys fumbled. And I think they somehow got it back.
I got this game. I got Dallas minus 6.5, I think.
Wow. Giants playing hard.
Where is that?
The Meadowlands.
Well, it's not Jerry's World.
New York.
Out with the Sopranos, you know.
Oh, yeah. The Meadowlands?
Yeah, the Meadowlands. That was a terrible accent. Jordan, hit us with the mailbag.
Well, so do you want me to read this poem since I have it?
Yeah, I wrote it. Since you have it,
do you have any background music for it? Because background music make it.
Is there like creepy clown music? That would be really cool.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Like circusy.
You know what? No. There's not, because I don't want to like go look for
it. Just type in circus. Just hammer on the soundboard so like it'll just stop working.
Britney Spears has a song called Circus. I bet that would work.
Ooh.
Something like a circus.
Really?
Yeah, that's how I guess. It was a lesser known hit.
Was it on the She's So Lucky album?
It was on her circus album.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, she had an album called Circus.
Yeah.
Was that before she should have?
No, it was after. That was the comeback tour.
Yeah. My hair is back.
So am I.
So are my moves.
No.
In my voice.
You left.
Is that Toxic?
Still there.
No.
Toxic is good.
Toxic was before.
Watch that now and be like, when that first came out, I'm like, these special effects are average.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, whoa.
Do you remember the show, Making the Video?
Yes.
Yeah.
I used to watch all the time.
That was a good one.
That was a great show, actually. Yeah.
I remember the Lucky video.
Yeah,
I remember watching it. Because I'm like, oh, Britney Spears.
I remember Oops, I Did It Again. Well, is it that one? Yeah, with the on the
planet. There's a lot of NSYNC, like the Bye 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 one.
Yeah. That was a good show.
Yeah.
They didn't do Limp Bizkit, though. They should have, though. Because, Limp Bizkit was on TRL at the time, too.
Yeah, I think they did a couple, Linkin Park ones.
Yeah.
TRL.
Dude, TRL.
That was it.
I used to not watch it for the exact purpose that I knew everyone else watched it, so that made me like lame.
Hey, that's
I watched
Pokemon cards.
I watched TRL every night when I go home.
Everyone was into Pokemon cards.
I was like, oh, Limp Bizkit's still number one.
Looks how many like, weeks? Wonder what's the longest running TRL song at number one?
Ooh, probably Bye Bye Bye.
Think something. So?
I don't know. I bet it's NSYNC song.
I bet it's like an Eminem song.
Ooh, yeah, it could be. Real sound shady.
NSYNC's a pretty good idea.
Pretty good guess.
Any other guesses?
No idea. No idea.
I don't know.
Alien Ant Farm. No, not that song. Can I remember that one was on TRL? Who can be? Are you guys both looking this up at the same time?
I'm trying.
Philly, let's fill dead airspace. Tell us why the Titans lost in 30 seconds.
Titans lost? They lost because...
It's the shape of my heart.
We figured out Ryan Tannehill is not the answer. He looked at a lot of stuff similar to Mariota, just sitting in the pocket waiting for him to get tackled. Deion Lewis had more snaps, I think, at running back in the first half than Derrick Henry, which was
makes no sense.
Yeah, then they were like, oh, we got Derrick Henry back there, and he goes for 2 touchdowns. In the second half, and I think our offense coordinator is a joke. You don't know what the hell he's doing, really. So,
and their record is what?
They're 4-5.
All right, so I have a list of the final top 10.
Yeah, the final top 10
you
songs.
Got that one?
When TRL went out, they were like, here's the top 10 most iconic songs from TRL.
Okay, what are they?
Guess.
Yeah. Well, Shape of My Heart's a Backstreet Boys song. Is that on there?
No. Britney Spears is one.
Okay.
Britney Spears.
Oops, I Did It Again.
Baby One More Time.
Baby One More Time.
Baby One More Time.
Real Slim Shady.
Boom.
Number two. Backstreet Boys.
Yeah. I Want It That Way.
Yeah.
NSYNC. Bye Bye Bye.
Yeah.
Yep.
Christina Aguilera.
A genie in a bottle?
No.
Oh.
Dirty.
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 With two R's or three R's?
Two R's. Yeah. And then you got Kid Rock.
Yeah. Oh, ball with the ball.
Is that how you spell ball?
B-A-W with the ball.
B-A-W.
Yeah, keep going. I'll get them all.
Beyonce featuring Jay-Z.
Oh, Crazy in Love.
Yeah. Yeah. Usher featuring Ludacris and Lil Jon.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I love that thing.
Yeah.
Blink 182.
What's My Age Again?
Wow. And Outkast.
Hey Ya.
That would have been
Hey Ya. That's a good
one. Wow, David.
Yeah.
You get the prize.
Thank you. A new car.
Andre Three Stacks.
All right. Mailbag. We talked about
I don't know. That was a pretty fun tangent.
That was a fun tangent.
I mean, after we went off.
Carson sure Daly.
No one listened.
Remember he used to like have black nail polish and stuff? Like, he was cool, man.
It was pretty cool.
And then
he's on
Today's show.
Yeah, the morning show.
He's tatted up, too.
They would, bring him. He's not tatted up, is he?
Google him.
Seriously?
He's rocking Maroon 5 sleeves, bro.
But yeah, he'd bring people to that window, and people would
oh my God, Britney Spears.
Yeah, where was that?
Times Square.
Yeah. Okay, this actually leads great into our first mailbag question.
Okay.
This is from Panic at the Cisco.
Ooh.
What song brings you back to high school the most? Just the list we went over.
Vindicated by Dashboard Professional.
That's a good one. I am selfish. I am wrong.
I am
vindicated.
Where I'm right.
Yeah.
I knew it.
That one brings it back there.
That's a good one.
Yeah, thank you.
T.I.
T.I. was
know
big.
About that?
Yeah, that one was for sure.
What was that 99 Balloon song or something like that? That was
99 Red Balloons.
Good boy.
That was big.
Scotty doesn't know.
Yeah.
That Theo's looking at me.
Remember that Coheed and Cambria?
Yeah.
Good eye.
A lot of Green Day.
Was rocking. What was the one Green? I never really liked Green Day, but what was the? Oh God!
Like the graduation song?
No, there was American Idiot, but there's another one.
When September Ends,
Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Boulevard of Broken Dreams. That one. Yeah. Anything that was played in the weight room, like in Korn,
Korn,
Crossfade, Linkin Park, from Crossfade,
Breaking Benjamin.
Yeah. Something to get you just jacked,
make you hit. You know what song actually? Now that I think of it, is Hinder.
Lips of an Angel.
Lips of an Angel.
Oh.
Have you ever looked at a picture of the band Hinder?
No.
Look at a picture of them, and I want to see your face. Just right. Google search it right now.
This is the best I can do, by the way, of Carson.
Do you want to look at my face now, David?
He's got to sleep.
Dude, Hinder.
They had a very distinct... That singer had a very distinct voice. God. And that also makes me think of Papa Roach.
Yeah.
Ooh, Papa Roach.
Papa Roach.
Last resort.
Cut my life in two pieces. This is my last resort.
Such anger.
Hinder looks cool, man.
You look at Hinder? Don't they look awesome?
That guy has a very, it's very, raspy, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Because I always think of, I don't know, Creed, Nickelback, those guys all sound the same. Hinder is kind of that, but a little bit different.
Yeah, they take themselves seriously, they shouldn't. Anyway, right. Those songs.
Okay. Lips of an Angel.
This is from at Gilbert Grape Was a Good Man. Pick one occupation to do for a day, what would it be?
Anyone else want to go first?
Pick one occupation to do for a day.
Vacation blogger.
Jesus. So a one day vacation.
Boom. I would want to be like a
president,
a CEO.
I'd
want to be like a CEO of a very huge company and just run it to the ground in one day.
Sell everything.
Sell all the stock.
Kill all the stock price in one day.
It'd have to be a position where you have a lot of power to do whatever
NFL
you want.
Owner, I'd like to
as say, yeah, NFL I'd say like a GM.
Yeah.
And I'd just make all the trades in one day.
Or be the
what's he doing?
Or be the freaking Roger Goodell of the NFL, commish. That'd be a good job.
There's a cat on the field at the game right now. Stop the game.
You watch most of the Browns game?
Yeah.
Did you see the roughing the passer play on the third and five?
Was that on Garrett?
It's been
or one of the
it's
or
bad. Yeah,
Joby,
where he like hit him in the helmet. Yeah, that one.
In the face. He like
it didn't cost us the game, but
he did whack him in the face.
Did you? What did you see the one Sean Watson's
dumb?
Yeah,
where
yeah.
the guy missed him.
Yeah, that's ridiculous too.
No, but if I'm
I've seen worse.
If I'm president for a day, like as soon as I like get comfy in like the Oval Office and like check out the desk and stuff, I'll be like, bring me the aliens. Bring me the book.
Let me see the nuclear codes.
Yeah, bring me the, what is it? It's the football. Give me the football.
Give me the code.
Give me the red button. I want to be clear, I'm not going to like nuke a country. I just want to like launch one into space and
detonate it.
Just see what it does. Send us in a nuclear winter on accident.
All right, last one. This is from at Timmy Eat World. If you could bring any mythical creature or extinct animal into existence, what would it be?
T-Rex.
That was a quick answer.
Duh.
I knew that was going to be a dinosaur.
I was going to say dragons.
Yeah, like
mythical creature?
That seems like it'd be a little too hard to control. I mean, if Jurassic Park's taught us anything, we can easily handle the dinosaurs. I just want more than anything in my life before I die. I really hope they figure that out.
If I get dinosaurs back?
If I could see a T-Rex, just I'd be good.
Good life.
But you know what it'll be like? I'll see it, and then it'll roar. I'll be like, well, that's not what it sounds like.
Yeah, it'd be like way different than the movie.
Yeah.
I'd be like, meow.
Like, this bull crap. I want my money back.
Give me back, old guy.
Like, one of those hypothetical situations, like, when I would watch Jurassic Park with Josh all the time. Like, if you could go to, like, Jurassic World, like they have in the movie, but there's a 50% chance that what always happens in those movies always happens, would you go?
Yeah, I would. Risk it. No, I'm too careful.
Yeah, I'd go for it.
I would go, but like my biggest nightmare is being eaten by something, and that's not how I want to go.
Yeah, you would probably, like, eaten by a T-Rex would probably be like, you'd be like sad, like obviously you'd be freaked out and scared, but you'd probably be like, this is kind of cool.
I don't think
that's your biggest nightmare.
Being eaten alive is the last way I would want to go.
What about like falling off a tall building?
Nope. Being eaten alive.
Burned alive?
Nah, I'd take
burned alive.
Because I've thought about all this stuff. Eventually your nerve endings are going to get singed off and you're going to be fine.
Yeah, but what happens if you get eaten by something, they just crush your skull first?
Then that's fine. But I'm just thinking, like, I think of like the lawyer. I always think about that when the T-Rex eats the lawyer.
Like, off the toilet.
He's
in the bathroom.
Like, or like John Voight in Anaconda. What if you're partially alive and you're getting eaten? Like, that's the worst.
John Voight, I don't think, died.
He can spit up.
And then he winks.
Is it J-Lo in that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a star-studded cast. Owen Wilson, Ice Cube.
John Voight.
John Voight.
The dad from Jumanji.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home and watch Anaconda.
I'm going to go home and listen to
PRL songs.
Yeah, some Papa Roach. Actually, no, probably Lips of an Angel. Just be like,
ugh. Dude, listen to Lips of an Angel and then let me know what you thought of it. It's a great song.
It's not.
I never answered, so I'll say Woolly Mammoth.
Woolly Mammoth? I was thinking that.
That's like close.
Yeah.
That is close.
I think I saw a Yahoo article or like 10 years ago.
Yeah, because they found one in ice. You could get the blood.
I was thinking like a saber-toothed tiger would be kind of cool
to see. Cool.
Yep, so that's cool. Well, I wish everyone could have seen your face tonight.
Yeah, me too.
What's those pick-ems over there, Jordan?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to go over our record? Oh,
okay.
Whoa. I think I went 0-3 again.
Philly, 0-3. You sit at 6-12.
Yep.
David, 8-10.
Winner.
You went 2-1.
Winner.
Jordan went 9-9. All right, I went 1-2, now I'm sitting at 99. Garmin's 2-0 with the game still going on now. Yeah. You're 11-6.
Did you take the Cowboys?
Yeah, I took the Cowboys.
Have you been betting your games?
No.
You should be.
That's like you're thinking
they're losing.
You'd be ahead by my math.
I got Dallas -6.5, so.
And they're losing.
That's not good right now.
I ain't near enough.
They're down. I took Buffalo. I took that double-digit spread. I, you know, got faith in my boy, Josh.
I was the one sucker that was like, oh, Browns got an easy win. They
played well for you.
18 points.
That's pretty solid in a 16-team league.
It's okay. It's not going to win you many games.
It's
not, but at this point.
At this point, it's whatever.
Who's this? David, seemed like you said last weekend, that you're going to ride him out. And I was like, I'll give you Tom Brady for pennies.
Yeah. So, like, Josh Allen had like 18. Le'Veon Bell had like a 16, which is his best game, guest game of the year. And then everyone else had like 4. It was bad. So, yeah, that's David's Fantasy Week. David's Fantasy Corner. But, yeah. Anything else, boys, before we wrap this up?
I'm going to do my...
Oh, your clown poem?
Yeah.
Well, do your clown poem.
Did
and
you
we'll
find any circus music?
Do your clown poem.
Well, who you guys got this week?
Baltimore.
You got Baltimore. Browns got Bills. Titans got Kansas City.
Ooh.
At home.
Hey, Matt, old Patrick.
Mahomes is back.
Pat Mahomes will probably be back for this game, so...
Good luck.
You're looking at Bet the House on Kansas City.
Jordan, do your poem and sign us off.
He put it on the nose.
Yeah, sorry, I'm also going to record a video.
Nice.
Like right now you're recording?
Yep. So you can post it, it should be great.
It's going to be so cool. Okay, you guys ready?
Ready. So sad is the clown.
I'm a clown. My name is not Happy or Bozo or Ronald. My name is Browns fan. At the beginning of the season, I was a regular man who had hopes of rooting for a decent team for once. But now I just feel like a dunce. I, like many fans, was level-headed and tempered my expectation. But the Browns smothered those with weeks and weeks of frustration. I'm glad I'm not the only clown representing the Browns organization. We also have the QB, head coach, and administration. Hey, let's be silly and challenge another spot of the ball on fourth down that was short. It's not like it's made us look stupid before in this sport. Want to hear a funny joke, children? Our offense in the red zone. Here's another one. OBJ's running down the sideline all alone. Hurry, PFF, show me a bar graph that makes me laugh at my team's behalf. My side's already hurt from chuckling at penalty flags and our staff. You really know how to turn a smile into a frown. Thank you, Browns fan, or thank you, Browns, for turning me into a clown. I'm a clown.
I'll give you a...
That was good. That was good.
Play us out.
Good work. I missed your, like, your haikus, too. Those were really good. So, for David Schmidt, Jordan Stalker, Craig Garman, Philly Metzger, thanks for putting up with our technical difficulties tonight. We'll be back.